Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show. Our theme, Christianity and its relationship to politics and pop culture. Well, what kind of news does Big Brother have for us today? Try this one out for size. An America First rally had been scheduled in Anaheim, California. The speakers were going to be Republican Representatives Matt Gaetz of Florida and Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia. I suppose it won't be any surprise to hear that the event was canceled. City officials were ecstatic about their decision, as if they single-handedly struck a blow for freedom and a cure for cancer in one fell swoop. The cancellation was announced with a Twitter post from the city. Well, why not? Twitter may like to remove posts from President Trump, but not the fine caliber of human being running Anaheim. Anyway, here's the tweet. Listen carefully. Be sure to soak in the wisdom. You may also want to meditate on it because this is good stuff. Very profound. Very profound. Here we go. The city of Anaheim shared public safety concerns with the operator, and those concerns were shared by the operator. That's how the tweet started. Safety, of course. Yes, once again, they are concerned only for our safety. I think I'm going to cry. Brings a tear to my eye. Of course, when you let these people talk long enough, sooner or later you hear the real reason. They went on in the same tweet. As a city, we respect free speech, but also have a duty to call out speech that does not reflect the city or our values. Got that? Paying attention? I've never seen it fail, never once. Every time an official notice starts out talking about how they respect free speech, it means they are about to explain why, in this particular case, they will not be allowing free speech. Well, I am happy to say that the city did not get a good reaction to their censorship, poorly disguised with a fake mustache with the word freedom taped across. They were admonished for deciding which kind of speech is free and which kind of speech isn't free when the city was called out for picking and choosing the brands of free speech that were permitted. The city then switched gears and insisted that safety concerns were the real reason. So they clarified. Here's their clarification. Please help us share accurate information. We uphold free speech every day in Anaheim. As a city, we enjoy the same right of free speech and can note when something doesn't align with our values. To be clear, public safety concerns are why this is still not on. Oh, got it. Thanks for explaining. It's not that you decided against free speech because it didn't match the values of the city. It's just that you felt the need to go out of your way to point out the values of the city along with your completely unrelated announcement that this was canceled only for the sake of safety. Apparently, the public safety concerns had to do with the potential of riots, the possibility of riots. Right. That's it. I would like to hear their opinion of the riots across our country last year. I would like to hear their opinion of the police who were ordered to stand down and the decisions to let downright criminals out of jail in the state of California for the sake of COVID safety, while hairdressers and gym owners are arrested for the sake of COVID safety. Yeah, safety concerns, sure. Now I'll tell one. The same event had already been scheduled at venues in two other Southern California cities, Laguna Hills and Riverside, but each wimped out. My friends, they can tell you the reasons are safety. Their real reasons are censorship or the kind of cowardice that's afraid to oppose censorship. One or the other. The word safety is just duck feed for the flock. In reaction, Green and Gaetz did hold a protest event outside Riverside City Hall. Gaetz said, "They may try to shut down our venues, but we will take this fight to them in the courts, in the halls of Congress, and if necessary, in the streets." Green added, "Here's what they need to understand. We're going to put America first. We will not back down." Wow. Politicians who stand by their convictions. Go figure. Yes, lawsuits have been threatened over the cancellations. Well, that's a relief. And when it gets to the top, we have a solid conservative majority in the Supreme Court, right? And these people in the Supreme Court, they never waver, never worry that they might look like Trump supporters if they take these cases. I, for one, will sleep better tonight. The Supreme Court, of course, is a coin toss. Sometimes they actually do make constitutional rulings. Maybe they will this time, too. Who knows? Stranger things have happened. But just in case they kick the can again and claim there is no standing in this lawsuit, your old pal Bob will explain once again what should not need to be explained. The First Amendment was written to protect the kind of speech that people do not want to hear, even the kind of speech that city officials do not want to hear, even the kind of speech that, hypothetically, every single person residing in the city does not want to hear. Ladies and gentlemen, if all speech was going to be benign, if human beings were always going to agree on values, if everything was going to support a touchy-feely atmosphere, why in the world would we even need a First Amendment? Why did our forefathers bother putting it in the Bill of Rights? All speech is protected. This means that I, as a conservative and free thinker who hates listening to statements laced with ignorance and arrogance, will nevertheless stand by the rights of people like Joe Biden and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez to open their mouths and release incredibly stupid, thoughtless, irresponsible words, as if their brains had been transplanted from a centipede. It's not a problem, so long as I, too, am allowed to open my mouth and disagree openly, publicly, without being charged with sedition. That's the way the First Amendment is supposed to work. But we are being governed right now by people who want to shut down all opposition. That's how dictatorships begin. They always start with censorship. What was the first thing the Nazis did when they came into power? They seized communications. They seized communications such as radio, newspaper, telegraph. Those were the big communications in those days. They didn't have an opportunity to delete things from the internet because there was no internet yet. But use your imaginations. What would the Nazis have done if they had the internet? The Nazis did hold public book burnings. Even today's left knows that book burnings are unpopular, so they act like they're against book burnings. They claim that they're against book burnings. Meanwhile, they do virtual book burnings by supporting the removal of posts from Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, hoping you're too stupid to notice that you don't need a physical fire for it to be a book burning. They support the cancellation of conservative events and lie about doing it only for your safety after public backlash to their real reason, a reason they openly bragged about. A reason they were so proud of, it's a surprise they didn't look in the mirror and take a bow. And that reason, quite frankly, is that the rally did not match their values, period. End of discussion. Literally, the end of many discussions, especially discussions that actually challenge ideas, especially discussions that promote debate. This is just like when the mayor of Boston a few years ago insisted Chick-fil-A was unwelcome in his city because they didn't share Boston's values, as if these narcissistic egomaniacs were speaking on behalf of every single citizen living in their cities and paying taxes to keep them in power. It's not about safety. If they cared about your safety, they wouldn't be supporting California law that allows people to shamelessly shoplift up to $999 worth of store items just so long as it doesn't go over $1,000. They do not want to protect your lives. They want to protect the ears of those who might listen to what you have to say. And that leaves us with one and only one way to respond. Keep talking, as I will. This is Bob Siegel, making the obvious obvious. Well, it's still legal to make the obvious obvious.
The Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/Bob.